本学科试卷中，听力材料已中速朗读两遍。2020年长沙市初中学业水平考试试卷，英语黑卷。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项回答问题。听每段对话前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。
Number one, Lucy's birthday is coming. Do you have any plans, Sam?
I'm not sure. Maybe you can give me some advice, Kathy. You know her very well.
Lucy's birthday is coming. Do you have any plans, Sam?
I'm not sure. Maybe you can give me some advice, Kathy. You know her very well.
Number two.How nice your shirt is, Kim. What's it made of?
Thank you. It's made of cotton. It feels quite soft.
How nice your shirt is, Kim. What's it made of?
Thank you. It's made of cotton. It feels quite soft.
Number three, I'm going to return books. Will you go with me?
I'd love to, but I have to prepare for the coming exams.
I'm going to return books. Will you go with me?
I'd love to, but I have to prepare for the coming exams.
Number four, did you find your notebook in the living room, James?
No, I found it in my bedroom.
Did you find your notebook in the living room, James?
No, I found it in my bedroom. Number five.When do you usually take the art lesson?
At 7:30 on the weekend. I get up at 7, and it takes me half an hour to get there on foot.
When do you usually take the art lesson?
At 7:30 on the weekend. I get up at 7, and it takes me half an hour to get there on foot.
第二节，听下面六段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有二至三个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项回答问题。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。听第六段对话，回答第六、七小题。
What do you want to do in the future, John?
I want to be a pilot like my father.
It's cool.Where does he work now?
In Shanghai, but he will come back to Changsha in 2 years.
What do you want to do in the future, John?
I want to be a pilot like my father.
It's cool. Where does he work now?
In Shanghai, but he will come back to Changsha in 2 years. Linda, you were late for school today. Did you stay up again?
I am so sorry, Mr. Hawk. My alarm clock didn't go off on time this morning.
Well, go back to your seat. The class has been on for 15 minutes.
I'm sorry for being late.
Remember not to be late again.
Okay, I won't do that again.
Linda, you were late for school today. Did you stay up again?
I am so sorry, Mr. Hawk. My alarm clock didn't go off on time this morning.
Well, go back to your seat. The class has been on for 15 minutes.
I'm sorry for being late.
Remember not to be late again.
Okay, I won't do that again.
I'm sorry, I didn't call you yesterday, Tina. I just came back from my holiday last night.
It doesn't matter, Tony. Where did you go these days?
I went to Yueyang with my parents.
Why did you go there?
Because Yueyang is my hometown. We went back to visit my grandparents.
How long did you stay there?
For about 2 weeks. Next time, I hope I can stay there for a month.
I guess you really had a good time there.
I'm sorry, I didn't call you yesterday, Tina. I just came back from my holiday last night.
It doesn't matter, Tony. Where did you go these days?
I went to Yueyang with my parents.
Why did you go there?
Because Yueyang is my hometown. We went back to visit my grandparents.
How long did you stay there?
For about 2 weeks. Next time, I hope I can stay there for a month.
I guess you really had a good time there.
Excuse me, could you tell me how I can get to the Eastern Shopping Center? I want to buy some food.
Yes. Go west along this street and turn right at the first crossing. Then you can see it on your right.
Is it far from here?
No, it is not very far, and you can go there on foot.
I don't think I can walk. There is something wrong with my leg, so I have to take a bus.
Do you need any help? I have a car and can give you a lift there. I can get some flowers there.
It's so kind of you. Thank you so much.
Never mind. It is better to give than to take.
Excuse me, could you tell me how I can get to the Eastern Shopping Center? I want to buy some food.
Yes. Go west along this street and turn right at the first crossing. Then you can see it on your right.
Is it far from here?
No. It is not very far, and you can go there on foot.
I don't think I can walk. There is something wrong with my leg, so I have to take a bus.
Do you need any help? I have a car and can give you a lift there. I can get some flowers there.
It's so kind of you. Thank you so much.
Never mind. It is better to give than to take.
听第十段对话，回答第十五至十七小题。
Excuse me, madam. I am a reporter from Changsha Daily. May I ask you some questions?
Of course, my pleasure.
Where do you come from?
Canada. Now I am working in China. Guess what? I love Changsha.
I'm very happy to hear that. What do you do now?
Before coming here, I worked as a doctor in Australia. Now I am teaching at a college here.
What do you think of China?
Wonderful. I have visited many Chinese cities. The Chinese people are kind and friendly. I am learning Chinese now. I plan to write a book about China next year.
Wow. I can't wait to read your book.
Thank you. You're so kind.
Excuse me, madam.I am a reporter from Changsha Daily. May I ask you some questions?
Of course, my pleasure.
Where do you come from?
Canada. Now I am working in China. Guess what? I love Changsha.
I'm very happy to hear that. What do you do now?
Before coming here, I worked as a doctor in Australia. Now I am teaching at a college here.
What do you think of China?
Wonderful. I have visited many Chinese cities. The Chinese people are kind and friendly. I am learning Chinese now. I plan to write a book about China next year.
Wow. I can't wait to read your book.
Thank you. You're so kind.
听下面一段独白，回答第十八至二十小题。
Hi, boys and girls. There will be a reading activity in our school this Saturday morning. It will be held at 9 a.m. in the student center. At the beginning,Each student will introduce a book that she or he has read, and then we may have a discussion. We can share our wonderful ideas about it. Then the most interesting part is that some members will give us a role-play performance. Next, our teachers will show us how to act out a story. In the end, we will take photos together. Everybody in our reading club is welcome to attend the activity.Enjoy yourselves in the meaningful and interesting activities this Saturday morning.
Hi, boys and girls. There will be a reading activity in our school this Saturday morning. It will be held at 9 a.m. in the student center. At the beginning, each student will introduce a book that she or he has read, and then we may have a discussion.We can share our wonderful ideas about it. Then, the most interesting part is that some members will give us a role-play performance. Next, our teachers will show us how to act out a story. In the end, we will take photos together. Everybody in our reading club is welcome to attend the activity. Enjoy yourselves in the meaningful and interesting activities this Saturday morning.